Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Cattle getting loose is just one of those things you deal with on a beef or dairy operation, and that was the case for Henry County farmer Curtis Combs. Using an ATV to round up a wayward steer, he tried to change direction a little too quickly.
Curtis landed on the ground, four-wheeler went over on top of him, and then kept going. And then when Curtis looked up, the four-wheeler was right side up, and so Curtis proceeded to try to stand up and really couldn't. And that's when he realized that he had hurt himself more than he had initially thought.
Carolyn Combs says the ATV was still operative and her husband used it to get back to the house.
When he got home, he was talking to me and I said, well, did you do anything stupid? And his response was, I didn't do anything that he normally wouldn't do, which, you know, my husband is typically very, very cautious on those.
All-terrain vehicles, she says, are an extremely useful farm tool, but even for the conservative and cautious, accidents do happen.
Exactly. We are very, very lucky that it didn't stay on top of him. It didn't hit him in any major organs or anything like that. It just ended up breaking his ankle.
She says Curtis is still going through rehab, but will be back to full speed in a few weeks. Meanwhile, other family members are filling in on work chores. We'll be right back.
When tragedy strikes Kentucky law enforcement officers and their families, you can help by displaying a law enforcement memorial license plate on your car or donating online. Log on to the memorial website at klemf.org today. Proceeds go directly to the families of officers killed in the line of duty and provide college scholarships for their children. Sponsored by the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station. Visit and donate at klemf.org today.
Carolyn Combs says for their dairy farm and for many others, an ATV is a useful tool.
Very much so. It's a lot easier to just get from place to place on a four-wheeler, especially around Kentucky. I know just about every farmer that I know has some sort of ATV that they use every day for farm work.
On the other hand, they deserve thoughtful respect when put to use. And though her husband didn't do anything stupid, sometimes stuff happens in an instant.
He needed to get that cow in, and he just made a split-second decision to turn it, and he didn't realize how sharp he was actually turning it. He just was reacting to where the cow was going and how he was going to get the steer back in.
And despite the confusion of the accident, the pain, and getting back to the house for help, mission accomplished.
In fact, the steer, after Curtis flipped the four-wheeler, the steer walked himself back in.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.